Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. For hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kenneth C. Davis is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Hidden History of America at War. Did I say that right, Ken?
That is correct.
That's how about that? One. From memory.
It's in the stores right now.
All right.
It's online right now.
You'll like it.
Find out more at DontKnowMuch.com, the website.
All right, and go to Amazon and see all the books Kenneth C. Davis has written. You'll be amazed, and you'll want some of them. Don't forget the children's books. I love telling people about your children's books because they're so great.
I'm very fond of those children's books.
My kids, I bought it for my grandkids, and they love them.
Well, that's good. It's a great way to have a conversation around the table about history or geography, and that's the way we really learn things, not just going off to school.
He gave me these other books, folks. He made me buy the children's books, and I did, too. Hey, Ken, we're talking about... we're talking about five questions that you think we should ask the commanders-in-chief, the candidates who want to be commander-in-chief right now, this year. We talked about would you go to war? Would you ask Congress for a declaration of war against the Islamic State? We talked about that a minute ago. What's your next question?
The next one is more about the actual strategy, how one does this. And would you commit American ground forces to capture and occupy territory in Iraq and Syria?
Why do you want to know the answer to that question?
Well, the answer to that is that we hear a lot of people saying things like, oh, I'll carpet bomb them, I'll reduce them, I'll bomb them.
Right.
One of the lessons of history is that air wars are only good up until a point, and that to actually win, you have to have
to claim land,
to hold and occupy territory.
To occupy. Are you worried about ISIS, Ken?
Absolutely. I don't believe it's an existential threat. And I mean, the truth is, in a way, I've read a lot about this in the past few months, obviously, as we all have. This group, although it's large and extremely successful at getting attention,
they're different from the Taliban. They're different from Al Qaeda.
They're more like warlords, or I mean, you could say organized crime in a sense, and they have
an
ideology.
They've got money, they've got land, they've got an organization.
Yes,
they're good at social media. They're good at technology. They've got command and control. This is much different from Al Qaeda and Taliban.
It is so far, and
don't you agree that they're more of a threat than those two?
You know, I think it's a matter of degree and not again. I'm going to differentiate between an existential threat to America,
right,
as Nazi Germany and Japan were in 1945, and ISIS. I think that there are ways to deal with this threat, and I don't know that it's on the level. I do believe that one has to look at what the first George Bush, the elder, did in 1991 with really putting together an international coalition to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be part of the effort.
That's one of your other questions, is would you put together
coalition? And that falls into how to deal with it. It's going to take and I think that putting American troops is actually not a good idea, in the sense that putting American troops in the Middle East, going back to the invasion of Iraq, the first invasion of Iraq, the attack after Kuwait, putting air bases in Saudi Arabia was really one of the crucial moments in fomenting this whole Islamic fundamental jihadism. Remember that Osama bin Laden, a Saudi, was really enraged.
Yeah, but I don't think
air bases were there.
I don't think that was, you know, that those are excuses. But I want to come back to this word existential. Ken, don't we sometimes hide behind that's existential is terminal, right? That's a terminal word, basically.
Yeah,
I mean couldn't real damage, couldn't real harm, almost maybe even permanent harm, be caused to America without it being existential?
Certainly.
Shouldn't we find other ways to describe the dangers of ISIS without using the word existential?
That's exactly my point. Jim, we haven't been doing that, and a lot of, especially on the campaign trail, because the rhetoric gets so hot and unrealistic, we hear those kind of phrases. Is there a smart, appropriate response to what is happening in the Middle East? I mean, we've seen in the past few months, and it's been getting a lot less attention than some of the things that ISIS has done, some tremendous reversals, particularly in Iraq.
Let me stop you because I want to get your last question in here.
Yep.
Would you ask the American people to make a sacrifice in undertaking a mission against ISIS, including raising taxes?
I think that's the most important question that we never ask and we should ask, because if you go back and look at some of the great speeches presidents have made when the country has gone to war.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that the presidents often talk about.
It'd be interesting to see.
Calling on America. The idea of buying war bonds, even. That's
the draft. Don't forget the draft. Yeah.
And the draft is an issue, and I'll tell you something else, and this is a constant going to come up. Because women are now in all combat positions, women may be responsible in the draft.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.